Hey, this is Sharon Srivatsa. Welcome back to the Business School Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the scenes into a personal operating system that I have that I use on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis that has completely changed my life forever. Started this about 6-7 years ago, and I've done it diligently every single week for the last 6 to 7 years. And by far, outside of anything else, this one strategy has allowed me to do more than almost all of my peers that I know. It helped me do more, be more, give more, and achieve more. And I ask myself, the reason I'm able to do all this, the reason I'm able to have so much capacity, the reason I'm able to have such a bigger output is because of this one strategy. I call this the 52 Needle Mover System, and I break this down for you step by step starting right now.
One thing is for certain. Just because it's tried and true doesn't mean it's working right now. So the big question is this: where can you learn what is working right now? The strategies, the tactics, the psychology, and the exact how-to. How to grow your business. How to blow up your personal brand and supercharge your personal growth. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Sharon Srivatsa, and welcome to Business School.
In this episode, I'm going to show you how to make massive progress with effortless implementation. That's a pretty bold promise. Massive progress with effortless implementation. Now, I thought this was common practice for most people because I recently explained this to one of my mastermind groups. And they asked me, hey, Sharon, we've known you for 10 plus years. Why has it taken you this long to share this process with us? And I call this the 52 Needle Mover System. I didn't realize that this was anything cool or creative or special in any way, but if it resonated with a bunch of high-powered CEOs, I think it will probably benefit you as well. It is foundational to how I live my life and implement things in my life. It is very personal because I really haven't shared this with anybody, not even my family. I just do this as a practice, and I thought I would share it with you. So I'm going to talk you through this entire process, and I think in just the next 5-10 minutes, you'll get a good handle of this, and you will be able to make insane progress in your life and in your business. So let's actually jump right in. So there's three big pieces to this puzzle. Piece number one is you got to choose your project, not just once, but 52 times. I'll explain that in a second. Number two, you have to plan the execution. And number three, you have to accelerate implementation. Say it again. Choose your project, plan the execution, accelerate implementation. And the reason I kind of came up with this, and that's really important, is that I realized that one, I was procrastinating on the same project for months. If I said, oh, I need to build a funnel or whatever, right? I would procrastinate on the same project for months. If I need to write an intro to the book that I'm writing, I'd procrastinate on the same project for months. Additionally, I also realized that the reason I was procrastinating was it was something that felt heavy. It felt like a lot of work. And then I am generally kind of OCD. I like things planned and managed so I can think about it and share it. And I didn't have that. And more importantly, I wanted to find a way to build and prioritize a track record of progress because I could look back and say, look at the things I've accomplished. Look at the things I've done for myself because I wanted to stack an insane amount of proof for myself, by myself, to prove to myself that I am a man of my word, to prove to myself that I can set out to do everything and anything that I want to do. A lot of times we just think that the way we build stuff is to show the rest of the world. But when you don't realize that some things that you do just to show yourself that you are really good at what you do, just to give yourself the undeniable proof that who you are, who you say you are. And that's really, really important. And that's why I came up with this 52 needle mover system. All right. So the first, if you remember, the first big idea was to choose your project. Now, the question you'll be asking is, Sharon, that's not hard. Well, it is. So this is not a to-do list item. It needs to give you the feeling of progress. And it needs to have something procrastinating associated with it where you, now that you've solved it and you put the time into doing it, you feel really good about it. And the way I ask myself this is I use a diagnostic. And the diagnostic that I use is what I want to share with you is I use a 4-part diagnostic. And I say, hey, does it increase revenues? Does it decrease costs? Does it increase joy? Does it reduce stress? Say it again. Increase revenues, decrease costs, increase joy, reduce stress. And I give each of these a score out of 25. So my total score for this project is 100. I can do this really fast in my head. So I'll give you a very simple example. Let's say I was procrastinating on doing my taxes. Number one, does it increase revenue? No. I don't let the government have my money, right? So I'll write a check. Number one, does it increase revenue? No. So it's a 0 out of 25. Does it decrease my costs? Well, Yes, because the longer I go, the less fees I have to pay and all of that. So this is probably a 20 out of 25 on the decreasing cost. Does it increase my joy that I finished my taxes? No, it does not at all. I don't want to do it at all. Does it reduce my stress dramatically? I probably have a score of another 25 on that. So 20 plus 25, the score is 45. So now I have a 45 out of 100 score. Now what I can do is when I put my next project through this filter, I get a score and I can see which one is the most valuable. And the things that have a high stress factor for me, I try to do first, right? Because I know that if I can eliminate a lot of stress in my life, then the joy automatically comes. So I weight the stress factor very high. In fact, sometimes I'll give the stress score a 2x score. So whatever's in the stress bucket, I'll give it a 2x score. Then it'll allow me to understand that that's a stressful project. The reason is this directly helps your goal. This indirectly helps, or it helps indirectly helps clear a path to your goal, or it's a personal non-negotiable or commitment. I'll say it again. I ask myself these three questions. Number one, does it directly help my goal? Number two, does it indirectly help clear a path to my goal? Or number three, is it a personal non-negotiable or commitment? So for example, if I said I was going to write a book, does it increase revenues? Yes, I can make some money out of it. Does it decrease costs? Not really, because it doesn't actively decrease any cost. Did it increase my joy? Yes, it makes me feel good. Does it reduce my stress? Yes. So now I'm like, hey, I got a 75 out of 100 score. That's very interesting. So now I can ask questions. Does it directly help my goal? Yes. Does it indirectly clear a path to my goal? Yes. Is it a personal non-negotiable or commitment? Yes. So now I know that this is an important project for me to do, right? It's good for me to choose that, because a lot of times we just choose random projects without a diagnostic. And when you don't have a diagnostic, you realize that you don't prioritize things well. What is the most important thing? When you have time, effort, and resources, the job is to find a way to prioritize the time, effort, and resources, because you can't do everything. We all say to ourselves, oh yeah, I can do all of it. You can't do everything, because to do great things, we must do fewer things, right? So number one, I talked to you about how to choose the project. And now you may be saying, Sharon, can you let us into this 52 needle mover system? What exactly is this? So here's what it is. The 52 needle mover system is you get to choose one project per week, right? One project per week. And you are making a commitment out of 52 weeks of the year. It doesn't matter what weeks they are. Every single week, you're going to move the needle on one big project. Essentially, that's all it is. But how you choose the project, how you implement it, and how you actually get accelerated implementation around it is the answer. These 52, you get to move 52 needles every single year. And so I focus on, I have in my planner, I have one project per week that I want to get done. That is my non-negotiable for the week. And that is really, really helpful. That is the 52 needle mover system. But choosing the right project is really important. So I give you step number one to choose the right project. Here's step number two to plan. When I plan something, I do a very quick sketch plan of it, so that I know what I need to do next. And I use this idea of an impact filter. Dan Sullivan, a strategic coach, actually designed this, and I adapted the tool for myself. What I will try to do is I'll try to link up the impact filter in the notes, so you can use one of my template if you would like, or I'll even hook up Dan's for you to check out. So the questions we ask in the impact filter is you ask what the impact of this project is going to be. So the first is you ask, what problem are we solving? Number two, what difference will it make? And number three, what does done look like? So let's take the book. What problem are we solving? Hey, if I was going to write this book, the problem that we're solving is to get X message to the world. Great. What difference will it make? Hey, it'll help X people do Y thing. It'll help me get my message out. It'll help me be more famous. It'll help me get more leads. It'll help me have more influence. Okay, all of that. And what does done look like? Well, done look like me having the book, having the manuscript done so that I can hand it to 10 friends who are going to read it. Okay. Now we know what done looks like. So I have a very clear sense of what the next steps are. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down the big pieces of the project into 5 to 6 pieces. And each project, I generally like 5 pieces, because I then get to tackle one piece of the project on a per week, per day basis of the week. So I try to just say, all right, what are the big chunks? Chunk number one is I'm going to outline the book. Chunk number two is I'm going to write the first paragraph. Chunk number three is I'm going to write the next 2, 3, and 4 chapters because I'm in flow. Chunk number four is I'm going to find the research and the stories associated with it. And chunk number five is I'm going to sit down and bang through all the testimonials. Again, I'm making all of this up, but you see that I've come up with 5 chunks. Now, clearly, I'm not going to be able to write a book, a substantial book in a week, maybe a short little itty-bitty guy. But most importantly, it allows me to chunk into 5 pieces, right? And the 5 pieces are good because I know now that in my head, I always set aside 45 minutes to an hour sometime in my day to tackle my 52 needle mover system. So I know that I always have 45 minutes to an hour, maybe really early in the morning, later at night, maybe when I'm taking a lunch break, whatever. I always try to make progress on this 52 needle mover system. And this allows me to think about, all right, what is the first thing I'm going to solve? I always ask myself, what is the first thing that I'm going to solve? I give myself a really easy first domino, which I call my first win, a small win. Then the second thing I'm going to solve, which is the meaty progress. Like this is where I actually write the book. And the last thing is the last 20%, which is the red zone, right? So I map this out. I'm not doing any work. No work, by the way. I'm not done any work. I'm just planning out all of these. So the three big pieces of the puzzle are, I ask three questions, which are, what problem are we solving? What difference will it make? And what does done look like, right? So this allows me to kind of plan. Then I break it down into 5 to 6 chunks. And I know that each chunk is like the chunky part for each day. And then I think about my first three. And my first three things are, what is the first thing to solve, which is a small win. Maybe I just get the book cover designed or something like that. Or maybe just start the document. Second thing to solve is the meaty progress. And the last thing to solve is the red zone, the last 20%. Most people don't take the time to plan because we know this. Effortless implementation is preceded by meticulous planning. Most people don't do that. They just think they can just show up and do the work. But if you could actually plan, doing the work is a lot easier. And planning is actually organizing our thoughts so that we can actually do the work is way, way, way easier. I will tell you, most of the time, if you can just set aside like 60 to 70% of your time and just planning, the execution, you will get execution done so much easier because it's probably just 30% of the way. The last part is, what's the implementation, right? The implementation is, one, I get the plan done, right? That's number one. Second, I have this time block and I ask the daily question. The time block essentially is, it's already in my calendar. I have 5 blocks a week, which are 45 minutes to an hour block. And I know that if I can make progress on a 5-hour chunky project, that I'll really move the needle. So I ask the question, what am I, every single day, what am I going to do today to move this needle forward? What am I going to move? What is the one thing I'm going to do today? So I always, that is the single most important question I ask every morning. What is the one needle mover thing I'm going to do today, right? And that allows me to chunk the time. And last but not least, I have a deadline. These deadlines are non-negotiable, by the way, but I give myself the ability to hit the deadline. If I need to write the book, it's probably a 4-week project where week number one is just making sure all the pieces of the puzzle are handled. So the entire thing on week number one would just be planning and research. The second week may be writing the first chapter. The third week may be finding the testimonial. So now I know that I've got this deadline and I can deliver on this deadline in a very simple way, right? Effortless, simple, you know, massive progress needs effortless implementation. Effortless implementation needs meticulous planning. Meticulous planning needs like super inspiring clarity. And when you have the inspiring clarity, you get this unwavering commitment. And when you have the unwavering commitment, you know that greatness is just a choice, right? So I think about this puzzle overall because I know that if I can create effortless implementation, I just need to have it preceded by meticulous planning. So just to kind of recap for you, the 52 needle mover system is one project every single week because I don't have the time to do anything else. I want this one project every single week. So that way, when I look back at my year, I can see the 52 projects that I've done. I have this Notion board that I've created and I can literally look at each of the projects done. I can stack the proof in my favor to feel good that I am who I say I am. I did what I said I was going to do. And that makes me more confident, I have better work ethic, and feel better that I can accomplish anything. So to recap really quick, number one, you need a needle mover diagnostic, which is increase revenue, decrease costs, increase joy, reduce stress. That's what I use. You probably already have a list of projects that you want to do. Number two, no impact filter, no project. Meaning, if you've not sketched out the project on paper, you'll never actually get it done, and you'll be extremely confused doing it. So no impact filter, no project. Number three, effortless implementation is preceded by meticulous planning. And if you can have meticulous planning, you win super, super big time. If I had to summarize this whole thing for you, this is all I would say. Don't do any of this. Don't do any of this. Hey, and you may be like, what are you talking about, Sharon? If you want to try the 52 needle mover system, I would just start with 1 week. Just tell yourself this week, hey, what is one project that you're procrastinating on? What is one project that you really love to get done? What is one project that if you actually got it done, it would move the needle? Ask yourself what that is and don't do anything. Don't execute on the project. Just sit down and say, if I were to plan this on one sheet of paper, what would it look like? What would I do first? What would I do second? Whose help would I need? Just sketch out the plan for it. And then once you have it, you make a commitment that you are not going to end the week until you get it done. Because once you do that, only after you do that the first time, then are you ready for the 52 needle movement system? Because it's a commitment. And once you fall behind, you're like, I'm going to give up on it. I am so OCD about it. I am so focused on it that I will never give up on it. This is built into the very fabric of my life. And I get to move the needle on 52 projects in my life every single year. And I get to stack the undeniable proof in my favor that I am who I say I am. And I do what I say I'm going to do. And that gives me personal confidence associated with it. So I thought I would share with you what I do. And maybe this inspires you to do something. And if you did nothing else, and just for the next 4 weeks, you did one project a week for 4 weeks, you'd be amazed at how much of the needle mover project you can do that will dramatically change your life forever. So if you like this, can you just do me a favor? Just screenshot, tag me, and say, hey, you know what? That was an interesting idea. Sean's got this 52 needle mover system. Maybe I'll do it for 1 week. If you do it for 1 week, just tell me that you did it and tell me how it went. Because there are some times where I have faltered, but over the last kind of 7 to 8 years, I've done one project a week for 52 weeks, and that's why I'm able to do much more than the average person. And that's what gives me the confidence and the skill and the capability and the capacity to do more, be more, give more, achieve more. And I want to transfer that gift to you as well. So please do me a favor, take a screenshot, share it, tell me if you liked it, because if you liked it, then I'll make more like this for you in the future. I appreciate you. Catch you on the next one.
Hey, Sharon, I have a cool gift for you. Since you like this podcast, I actually have an ultra super secret private podcast that I make just for my partner companies and the CEOs and influencers that I advise. It's called 10K Wisdom because I try to wrap $10,000 worth of value in every single episode in just under 10 minutes. That's why it's called 10K Wisdom. It's raw, it's real, it's got no intro or outro or anything like that. It's just straight to the point and to the insights. Since you like this podcast, I think you will like that. So, for the first time, I'm making it available to you. Just go to 10kwisdom.com, the number 10kwisdom.com, and my team will activate it for you as my gift. Go to 10kwisdom.com. I'll see you there.